No, fuck you.
That's good. A little anger. It's a bit late, but it's nice to see.
How's it going?
Okay.
Yeah. You didn't get scared or something, did you? There's no monsters in the closet, right? Because I hate monsters.
There's no such thing as monsters.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I heard a bang.
Like a truck bang?
Like a gun.
That's funny, because we moved out of that bad neighborhood. There's not too many guns around here.
How far can bullets go?
They go pretty far. But they usually get stuck in something and stop.
What if they don't?
You thinking about that bullet that came through your window? You think we should move again?
I like it here.
Me too, but if that bullet found out where we lived... Oh, hold on.
What?
I'm so stupid. How can I forget this?
What?
Nah, forget it. You ain't gonna believe me.
Tell me.
Okay. When I was 5, this fairy came into my room one night.
Right.
See, I told you you weren't gonna believe me. Okay, go to sleep now, you little rat.
Don't tell me.
Okay. So this fairy comes into my room. And I'm like, yeah, right, you're a fairy. Anyway, we're talking, you know. And she's flying all around the room, knocking down all my posters and stuff.
She was flying?
Yeah, but she had these little stubby wings. I mean, she could have glued them on, you know. Like, I'm gonna believe she's a fairy. So she said, I'll prove it. So she reaches into her backpack. And she pulls out this invisible cloak. She ties it around my neck. And she tells me that it's impenetrable. You know what impenetrable means? It means that nothing can go through it. No bullets, nothing. She told me that if I wore it, nothing would hurt me. So I did. And my whole life, I never got shot, stabbed, nothing. I mean, how weird is that? Only she told me that I was supposed to give it to my daughter on her 5th birthday, and I forgot.
Can I touch it?
Sure, go ahead.
I don't feel it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh? If you want, I can take it off and tie it around your shoulder. She told me how to do it. Unless you think it's stupid, then...
Don't you need it?
No, not anymore. So what do you think? You want it? Do you feel anything at all? Good. Then it's just right.
Do I take it off when I have a bath?
No, you leave it on all the time. Until you have a daughter, and she turns 5.
Good night, sweetie. Good night.
these crooked peons up to head of state. See the red tape got all of our hands tied. When election day rolls around, we buried under land.
Nah, you wanna listen to music out of your oppressor, you go right ahead, man.
On the lunacy of your mind is hip-hop music of the oppressor.
Listen to it, man. Nigga this, nigga that. You think white people go around calling each other honkies all day, man? Hey, honky, how's business? Going great, cracker, we're diversifying.
How about this, huh? How about that? Listen to that, you like that? Man singing about lynching niggas.
And you think there's a difference, though, huh?
Gonna buy me a rope and lynch me a nigga.
You have absolutely no idea where hip-hop music comes from, dude.
I shoot them dead first, but I done broke my trigger.
You see, back in the 60s, we had smart, articulate
gonna
black
get
men.
Get out my sheep, put my hood on my head.
Like Huey Newton, Bobby Seale, Eldridge Cleaver, Fred
gonna
Hampton.
String them up
these
good.
Brothers were speaking out, and people were listening.
And they'll be dead.
And then the FBI said, oh, no, we can't have that.
Home of the brave in a land of the free.
I know. Let's give the niggas this music by a bunch of mumbling idiots. And sooner or later, they'll all copy it, and nobody will be able to understand a fucking word they say. End of problem. What the fuck was that, bro? What?
Man, we done ran over a Chinaman.
You're saying there's a Chinaman under this truck?
What part don't you understand? There's a Chinaman stuck underneath the fucking truck.
Help me.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. What the hell did he do? Just leap out in front of the truck?
Man, this is so completely fucked up.
Oh, really? No shit.
Okay, hold up. Get back in the truck.
What?
Yes, get back in the
you
truck.
You think we didn't drag him far enough?
No, we gonna drive away. And he gonna let go.
He's not gonna let go, Anthony. You know why? Because he's stuck underneath the fucking truck. Now, if he could've let go, he probably would've considered that option about a half a block back. Now, what you and I gotta do, just grab his arms and pull him from underneath.
You grab his arm, it's gonna fall off. Then you're gonna be standing in the middle of the street holding a Chinaman's arm. Then what your ass gonna do, huh?
If we leave this man here, he dies. Then we're up for murder charges. And just grab his arm, and let's just pull him out.
I don't want to cause any problems, Lieutenant. I just want a new partner.
Oh, I understand. Your partner's a racist prick, but you don't want to stir up any bad feelings with him.
Well, he's been on the force for a long time.
17 years.
And I do have to work here, sir.
So, you don't mind that there's a racist prick on the force. You just don't want him to ride in your car.
If you need me to go on record about this, sir, I will.
That'd be great. Write a full report. Because I'm anxious to understand how an obvious bigot could have gone undetected in this department for 17 years, 11 of which he was under my personal supervision, which doesn't speak very highly of my managerial skills. But that's not your concern. I can't wait to read it.
What if I said I wanted a new partner for personal reasons?
So now you're saying he's not a racist prick, you just don't like him?
Yes, sir.
That's not a good enough reason.
Well, then, I guess I should think of a better one and get back to you.
So you think I'm asking you to make one up?
No, sir. I just can't think of one right now.
You want to know what I heard? I heard it was a case of uncontrollable flatulence.
You want me to say he has flatulence?
Not him, you. You have uncontrollable flatulence, and you're too embarrassed to ride with anybody else, so you're requesting a one-man car.
I'm not comfortable with that, Lieutenant.
Well, I wouldn't be either. Which is why I understand your need for privacy. What? Just like I'm sure you understand how hard a black man has to work to get to, say, where I am in a racist fucking organization like the LAPD. And how easily that can be taken away. Now, that being said, it's your decision. You can put your career and mine on the line in pursuit of a just cause. Or you can admit to having an embarrassing problem of a personal nature.